Graham, if we look back to this time last year, how have you seen the awareness grow from your point of view? Is it better than expected?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we didn't know what to expect because the brands that were already involved in the sport had been there quite a long time. They were quite established. We saw an opportunity to kind of come and tell our story within the sport. I think it was probably quite a slow burner to start with, but with the kind of sponsorships we've been doing and the stories we've been telling and the athletes we've been looking after, I think that's kind of helped spread the word a little bit and give people a real understanding of what we're about and why we make shoes the way we make shoes.
How have you benefited from having the stars of the Super League as the ambassadors? Obviously the All-Stars, but how are they considered?
Incredibly well regarded. So, you know, we've got 18 athletes signed up now on contracts that collectively are known, as you know, as the Mizuno All-Stars, which is just a little, it's just a little bit of fun. But obviously, it's not about fun for them. It's about them being top athletes in top leagues, many of them working, juggling work and studies with their professional netball. It's about supporting them through that. So we support them with product, but we support them through their PR to a degree, a little bit, and awareness. And we've got an amazing group of women in that bunch. Some of them have won Super League titles. Some of them are about to win Super League titles, so it would seem. Some of them are very young. Some of them come to the end of their careers. There's an incredible span of athletes. But a lot of them have got jobs that are incredibly influential and important as well. We've got 7 school teachers on our books. So they've really adapted to it incredibly well. So I think before we spoke to them, none of them had really kind of had commercial deals or had involvement with brands in the sport. So I think it's been mutually beneficial, is fair to say. We've got a lot out of it. I mean, they're brilliant for us. They're advertising, the way they talk about the sport, the passion of the sport, the passion that they have now behind the brand. Now they understand what we're about. So, yeah, a great group of women and done great jobs for us.
Here's a bit of a test. How many can you name in 30 seconds? Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Sam Cooke. We've got Kyra Jones. We've got Talisa Haynes. Yasmin Parsons, Georgia Lees, all the Surrey gang. We've got Paige Reed, Lauren Nichols, Gabby Marshall, Ash Neal, Becky Oatley, Leah Kennedy, Josie Huckle, Kerry Ormond, Natalie Panagari, Fran Williams, Vanessa Walker, Vicky Oyasola, and Erin Berger, who's our overseas star.
That is very impressive. And the nice thing is as well, it's sponsoring the teams as well. How did that first come about as well? Yeah.
Three Super League teams. I just think what we want to do is we've got, you know, we're a brand, we're a commercial brand. Ultimately, we want to sell netball shoes to netballers, but we want to support the sport as well. And one of the best ways of doing that is investing in the sport and promoting the sport. Super League is in this country the best level you can get of that sport. We've got 3 great teams. We've got a bit of heritage in there with Thunder and Mavericks, 2 teams that have won it historically, and a relatively new side with 7 Stars, who obviously first time last year. So we've got the mix of experience and new teams in there. And it's a brilliant thing for us. So it's introduced them to a range of product we do that they didn't know about. And it's got us, we could get amazing feedback from them. You know, these are women that have played netball for all of their lives, you know, from when they were young children. So they understand what it is they want to wear and how it should feel. They understand what the shoes on their feet should feel like and the benefits of that. And conversely, we can help them understand, you know, you're like this type of player. I think this is going to help you improve your game. You know, ultimately, by sponsoring these teams, we want them to win netball matches. We want them to look good. We want them to feel good. And we want them to win netball matches because their performance is enhanced by the equipment that we provide.
We've seen people like Courtney Ferns from Wasps and Turnford, and she was the first junior All-Star. Are there many more that are close to agreeing?
Yeah, and I left Courtney off that list. Apologies, Courtney. Yeah, so Courtney is a junior All-Star. We're looking at a couple of others. I've got a couple of names. I think it's something we want to expand on. You know, I don't want to be the brand that finds the best players and just supports the best players because they're the best players. there need to be other reasons for supporting players, and youth and talent and developing that is absolutely critical to what we're doing. We sponsor the Premier League, as you know, so there's a grassroots element to what we do, as well as the top end, the elite end. But Courtney's brilliant. Courtney's an all-rounder. She's a great netballer, but she's also a top hockey player. She can run. She can play lacrosse, tennis, football. She's good at everything, Courtney. So the other young girls we're looking at the moment, we're just in talks with their parents about how we can help them develop their talent and help their performance, really. So as soon as that news breaks, you'll be the first to know who we get.
I've spoken to players and have said they needed that alternative, as there were far too many long-established brands. What is it that makes a difference? I mean, would you say it's the research or the actual thought process into the design of the trainers?
Yeah, it's a bit of all of that. And it comes from our heritage in indoor sports. So we are the number one brand in Europe for indoor sports. And by indoor sports, I'm talking about specifically volleyball and handball. So we're big, big brands. And those sports in this country are kind of aspirational minority sports. But in Germany and the Netherlands and Italy and Spain, handball and volleyball are massive, massive sports. You know, they have a Champions League with teams you'd recognise from football: Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Paris Saint-Germain. And those teams compete in an intercontinental tournament. The final of that tournament gets 50,000. This is handball. This is 50,000 crowd to watch a handball final. So, you know, it's football-style following. So we make shoes that are really favoured by players playing those sports. And that's what we brought into netball, is the technology, the indoor technology that we're renowned for in those sports, we brought into the netball world. So the low profile of the shoe, the stability of the shoe, the support of the shoe, allowing you to turn and pivot and just protect your body as well as grip and enhance performance. So that's what we brought to the sport. That's what we're going to continue to develop. We're not claiming that everybody should wear our shoes. You know, in other sports, you've got 10, 12, 15 brands to choose from. In netball, there's still a relatively small selection of brands. But where you're right is one brand is definitely not enough, and one brand won't work for everybody.
Players in mind, obviously, of massive importance. Tell me a bit more about the different trainers in the range then.
Yeah, we approach it with a philosophy of who are you, what's your style of play, and what are your requirements as a player. So, you know, you might get a circle player. You know, all these players are different shapes and sizes and heights and pace and athleticism. You might get a kind of a big goal shooter who would lead, who's just jumping up and down for the entire game, who just needs that real high level of support and stability and cushioning to just look after her body. And then you're going to need somebody that might play in the centre that's a lot smaller, lighter, turns quicker, runs more, that just requires a different type of shoe. But even then, we don't talk about it being position specific. We talk about it being player specific. What's your style of play? You know, there are very nimble, light goalkeepers, so they're not all 6'3", that you get smaller goalkeepers than that, that want a lighter shoe. So, you know, look at Shamira at Loughborough Lightning as an example. So that's how we approach it. That's our philosophy, is what are your requirements? We'll see if we've got the shoe to fit you. We know what our shoes do. We know what they're suitable for. Let's see if we can make it work for you.
What's the best way of getting in touch with you or getting in touch with the company? You're on Twitter, aren't you? Is that the best way?
We have Mizuno Netball. That's absolutely our Twitter page. Yes, so that's a good place to follow us on. That's a good place to keep an eye on who we're working with, what we're making, all of our PR, all of that sort of thing is on Twitter. And like I said, it's a little bit of fun. It's not there to really drive business, but we have some fun on there. We chat to lots of people on there. Loads of questions come through technically, to be honest with you, which is a great place for us to answer it. So yeah, absolutely, at Mizuno Netball is a good place to have a chat with us.
I don't know if you heard that, but my trainers have just fallen off the desk, so I'll let you get on and I'm going for a run around the block.
I am also going for a run, so very impressed.